Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Today's a big day for the January 6th Commission. It's having its seventh hearing. You have time today. Tune in for the whole thing. Apparently, it's going to go a big chunk of the day, though. Tune in for some of it. Then you'll see excerpts tonight in the various news shows. Unless you watch Fox News, and they'll say, hearing what hearing? But it is the seventh hearing today. It's going to be an important one. The committee has let it be known that some of Pat Cipollone's, he's the lawyer, the White House lawyer that testified on Friday, Pat Cipollone's video deposition, there will be excerpts aired either today or Thursday. There's another hearing Thursday, and it's in prime time. They want to watch that. Then I think at some point they're going to have to decide, do they try to get Cipollone in to talk on camera in person like Cassidy Hutchinson? But the word is that he verified and confirmed everything that Cassidy Hutchinson said. He did not deny any of it, including her statement that Pat Cipollone, White House lawyer, told her that they would be charged, quote, with every crime imaginable if they went up to the Capitol. Trump did his best to go up to the Capitol, and he sent a mob up there who injured a lot of people, and five people got killed. They went up to hang the vice president, Mike Pence. They went up to murder Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Nancy, where are you, Nancy? They had knives, brass knuckles, guns, spears. But this hearing today, it's an interesting hearing because it may focus, that is the word, and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, there's also a group called the Boogaloo Boys. I don't know where they come up with these names, but today I think it'll be the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers are that guy with the patch. You know the guy with the patch? Sort of like Captain Hook. I mean, this guy, the pirate, this guy is something else. Oath Keeper. But anyway, one of the things that it has been leaked, I don't know how the press got a hold of it, but in a way we're the press, I'm breaking it now, that they are going to home in on a Trump tweet, which is one of the bases, not the only one, for criminal liability of Trump in instigating the riot. And here's what it is. On December 19, 2020, is 2.5 weeks before the January 6th insurrection. It's a month and a half after he lost the general election on November 3rd. Trump tweeted out, quote, big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there, we'll be wild. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers saw this, so did anybody else who followed Trump. They swarmed into Washington, but so did a lot of other people. That was the save the date card. That was the be there card that brought violent armed people to the Capitol on January 6th. And here's the Trump tweet, quote, big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there will be wild. Five people got killed. A woman got shot. And got trampled to death. That's a nasty way to go, a very nasty way to go. Another officer was thrown on the ground and almost kicked to death till he shouted, I have four kids, and they spared him. People lost an eye. They had a finger ripped off. They were beaten mercilessly. And this is the instigation tweet. Now, there will be several other January 6th hearings. So the 7th is today. The 8th will be Thursday. And then there will be several more. I think Raskin will and Murphy, two congressmen, Raskin of Maryland, Murphy of Florida, will be doing the questioning and the presentation today. Important to look at that. And you know, there's a spinoff of this, and it's one, and it's dangerous for Lindsey Graham. That sneaky, wily little Lindsey Graham, remember him? This guy has ratted back and forth so often, it makes your head spin. He was a good friend of John McCain's. And when Trump first attacked McCain and Lindsey Graham didn't realize Trump would win the nomination in 2016, he mercilessly attacked Trump, said he was a xenophobic, racist, incompetent. I'm not kidding. He used all those words. And his opponent for Senate in the last go-around used all that. You know, there's Lindsey Graham on TV saying Trump is a racist, incompetent. It didn't do any good. Lindsey Graham still snuck in because he turned on McCain, his friend, and started to suck up to Trump. Then January 6th came along, and he turned on Trump. He said, that's it. Prosecutors should deal with this. That's the end of Trump. Then he read a few polls, and the base said, well, no, there's enough of us that still want Trump. Lindsey Graham sucked back to Trump. You know, Trump, to continue to welcome people into his camp who regularly stab him and whom he regularly stabs, this is a pathological situation. This is not a universe you want to inhabit, believe me. This is worse than normal politics. But Lindsey Graham has a real problem, because one of the ways he sucked back to Trump was he also contacted Brad Raffensperger's office in Georgia. And Lindsey Graham represents South Carolina. He does not represent Georgia. None of his business, none of his beeswax. But he did. He stuck his considerable nose in it. And he said, you've got to come up with those votes. You've got to forge those votes. Well, it didn't work. Raffensperger stood tall, taped the conversation with Trump, said pound sand, and he certified the election. Now Lindsey Graham has been subpoenaed by the January 6th commission. And he's trying to resist the subpoena. Why? Because what? He's King Tut? He's a big guy. He's a big man. He's a senator. He doesn't get to do that. Executive privilege. The Supreme Court's already ruled there is no executive privilege other than Biden. Biden's the only president. He has executive privilege and he's waived it. Lindsey Graham, according to some very well-regarded federal prosecutors, had better take the fifth. Because if he gets up there and he acknowledges the obvious that he made those calls in context to try to back Trump up in forging those votes in Georgia, Lindsey Graham may be doing time. Lindsey Graham may be doing time for aiding and abetting extortion and extorting himself. He may be in an orange jumpsuit. He takes the fifth. I still think he should be in an orange jumpsuit. I mean, there's no contest that he did it, but will he admit it? A lot more coming up after the break, but I'll tell you that January 6th commission is going to be the best TV in town today and Thursday. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.